I'd like to think of February as the next big holiday season. I mean, we're talking about a month that starts off with Punxsutawney Phil and ends with Sadie Hawkins. And in between, a plethora of holidays and party opportunities too big for even one of the 31-day behemoths like August. I mean, February is a happy, lyrical little month. We're into the flow of winter. We've honed our winter choices, selected the equipment. We're on the slightly warmer side of winter, not yet whining about spring. We've got the eggnog out of our systems, finished the last round of January antibiotics. February, once past the spelling, is the very epitome of short and sweet, and the needed filling between the lame white bread months of January and March. February's holidays fall into four categories: political, emotional, religious, and environmental. I like to get my politics on the table, so we'll start there. When I was a kid, we had 2 days off school, Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. On the 12th, we wore long black beards, top hats, turned off all the lights for reading, allowed no one to wait on us, and never, never told a lie. On the 22nd, we put wooden caps on our teeth, ate cherry pie, talcum powdered our heads, and went to the nearest river and attempted to wing an abundance of 50-cent pieces across. We understood the heart and soul of these heroes of history that lived a century apart, and were proud to celebrate their days of birth. Now we've been reduced to one celebratory day in the middle. What kind of milquetoast committee decision was that? It's like my mother saying, "Mary, we've decided to celebrate your great-great-grandmother's birthday and yours together this year. She was born on the 1st and you on the 9th, so we'll celebrate on the 5th." Right. Plus, if we're going to call it President's Day on some date that's nobody's birthday, let's throw in all the presidents, Buchanan, Coolidge, Fillmore, and really water it down. Oy. Category 2, emotion, covers Valentine's Day and Sadie Hawkins Day. Now, Valentine's Day is a holiday you're either hot or cold on. It boasts the highest number of recorded breakups as well as proposals. Go figure. I've always had a lot of fun with this one. When I was in college, I had a major Valentine contest with my roommate, Mary. 20 points for florist-delivered flowers, no carnations, 10 if he was too cheap and brought them himself, 5 for candy other than Russell Stover, cards, 2 apiece, call, 1. Love poem, minus 15. Now, I was pinned at the time to a guy with a Le Mans convertible. I had to keep calling him for supplementary deliveries. I knew he could handle it all with the convertible. My roommate was unattached and scoured the campus talking anybody that breathed into sending Valentine booties for big returns later. My boyfriend eventually ran out of gas and she won. Sadie Hawkins, an old Little Abner character, rolls around every 4 years. I'm not sure where we are in that cycle, but she appears when we have a 29th, and women can ask men to dance, date, or marry. We always had a Sadie Hawkins dance in high school. Highest annual attendance, I guess to be expected. Women being the bold, pushy characters we are, and men the putty we know them to be. Religion. February is a hotbed. Ash Wednesday, Lent, Mardi Gras. Of all these, Ash Wednesday really sticks in my memory. 1 year, our little farm town of Fort Plain, New York, looked like deli meets deer. Kids would leave school with their moms and come back with a prominent charcoal smudge on their forehead. Everyone walked around with a big smudge. People actually flaunted their smudges. Spent more time in town. I mean, being a Protestant, I was intensely jealous. That happens a lot to Protestants. I've categorized Groundhog Day as environmental. A little weather, a little geometry, and a bit animal rights. with film crews from around the globe, this poor hibernating creature has to get up, crawl into the minus minus of a mid-Pennsylvania dawn, have the wherewithal to say a few engaging snarfs, stare into the sun, and decide our seasonal fate for the next 6 weeks. Talk about REM shock. Nonetheless, taking every opportunity for celebration, on Groundhog Morning, I wake my husband at sunrise and have him go out on the front lawn to do our shadow test. This is followed by a wild game breakfast and muffs for gifts. February. If you've taken it for granted, I hope this has given you pause. And although you've missed Groundhog Day, opportunities abound for learning the marimba before Mardi Gras, Ravel's Bolero before Valentine's Day, and mastering the preamble to the Constitution before no one's birthday on the 17th. Party on, it's the age of Aquarius. But beware, the Ides of March are just around the corner.